أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Again coming back to you and talking about different phrases of iftitah supplication. I told you that this supplication could be divided into three major parts. Part number one, talking about divine names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very first attribute is praising Allah. Allahumma inni aftatihu thana'a bihamdik. The very first part of divine attribute is talking about hamd, praising Allah. And hamd is so important that the Holy Quran begins with hamd, chapter of hamd. And also, the beginning of the creation and the end of the day of resurrection will be with hamd. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In our daily obligatory praying, the very beginning unit is with hamd. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In my last session, I raised a question for you. I ask you, why do we have to praise Allah? Why? Why hamd is so important in the Islamic belief system? Why hamd is so important in the divine names and attributes? Imam provides some answer. Imam says, hamd, praising, comes when you feel, when you face a very unique qualification. Alhamdulillah alladhi lam yattakhidh sahibatan wala walada wa lam yakun lahu sharikun fil mulk. Hamd, all praising, go back to Allah because there is no partner. No children, no protecting friend, no share in his divine sovereignty. Purely power, no share. Again, in this part, another part, Imam provides a reason, a philosophy for the importance, for the significance of praising. Listen. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها. All praise go back. Refer to Allah in its all dimensions. All types of praising go back to Allah. Why? Allah jami'i ni'amihi kullaha. Because He is the very source of blessings and bounties. You won't find any reference for the bounties and blessings except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise be to Allah. With full gratitude for all His bounties. So one of the philosophies of praising is what? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very source of the bounties. We live with His bounties. We live with His blessings. If there is no blessings, there is no me and you. There is no existence. There is no any being. Alhamdulillah. بِجَمِيعِ مَحَامِدِهِ كُلَّهَا عَلَىٰ جَمِيعِ نِعَمِهِ كُلَّهَا. All these praises is for Allah because all different types of bounties. Again, look so beautifully and interestingly. Imam provides us a philosophy, an explanation. Why do we have to praise Allah? الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد في ملكه. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there is no opposition in His sovereignty and ruling. Alhamdulillah alladhi la mudadda fi mulkih. No opposition in His sovereignty and ruling. Alhamdulillah alladhi la sharika lahu fi khalqih. Praise stays for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because there is no contributor when He creates. لا شريك له في خلقه. Only He is the creator. There is no contributor. There is no participant when He creates. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه. If all He knows, any of us knew about one another, what could we do? What did we do for one another? If you know something wrong about me, you come to me, you ask me, and sometimes you revenge from me. Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmih. Praise stays for Allah because of His indulgence in the wake of His all awareness. Despite having the highest level of knowledge and awareness about tiny points in the whole creation, in the whole existence, despite having clear and inclusive awareness, He is indulgent. So praise stays with Him because of His indulgence in the wake of His all awareness. Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmih. Just compare Him to ourselves, to know so kind He is. Alhamdulillah alladhi yu'minu al-khaifin. All praises go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the one who provides protection to the frightened. Alhamdulillah alladhi yu'minu al-khaifin. He provides protection. He provides security to the frightened, to the fearful people, to the oppressed, those who are oppressed. And again, why do we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam says, because He has the present, the at-hand answer for all your calls. Alhamdulillah alladhi yujibuni hina unadi. Whenever and wherever you like, you wish, you're welcome to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi yujibuni hina unadi. Whenever I call on Him, He gifts answer. He gifts answers to me whenever I call on Him. Alhamdulillah alladhi laysa lahu munaz'un yu'adiluh. All praise go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there is no equal being to challenge Him. Alhamdulillah alladhi laysa lahu munaz'un yu'adiluh. All powers, all positions that we feel, we face, we see in our daily life, it's challengeable. There are many, many people who come to you and compete But there is no competition with his sovereignty. لَيْسَ لَهُ مُنَازَعٌ يُعَادِلُهُ. There is no equal being to challenge him for his sovereignty. وَلَا ظَهِيرٌ يُعَادِلُهُ. There is no helper to assist him when he is managing the whole universe with his own power. Because of all of this, he deserves the highest level of praise. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram.